Welcome to Keys to Recovery. Today we're going to talk about brotherly love. For anyone who has approached these steps and principles with any degree of honesty, it shouldn't be too difficult to assess the damage that has come to those you've been associated with, especially those immediately around you. Seeing those who we have harmed and identifying the need to make an honest attempt to rectify the situation is essential. However, identifying and doing may well be two different subjects. Step number 8 in the 12-step recovery program is made a list of people we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. The corresponding principle to step number 8 is brotherly love. When making up this list, it should be foremost in your mind that people that you damaged were victims. Does that mean that they were completely innocent of any wrongdoing? No, not necessarily. It does clearly point to the fact that your behavior was not acceptable, and much of their conduct was in response to your actions. You will never achieve success in the working of these steps if you're still attempting to put the blame on someone else. Those who have been in a lifestyle of covering their behavior will tend to automatically place the blame on people, places, or things. There is no one who ever came out of an addictive behavior that didn't deserve a second chance. It is more than likely the result of the prayers of those you were hurting who were praying for God's intervention that gave you a second chance than anything that you did to deserve it. Surely it was God's providence and grace that you found your way. To surmise in your mind that you can excuse yourself for any of the things that went on will open the door for you to begin again rationalizing your actions. When you have identified those you have damaged, don't entertain the idea that they somehow deserved it and you owe them nothing. On the other hand, if your indebtedness to them seems insurmountable, don't shy away from adding them to the list, with the thought that you can never find resolve. First, you must make the list of people. Once the list is made, it may become necessary to pray for the willingness to go to them and make things right. You will never be able to determine this without first identifying them. First things first, find the priority, make the list. It will probably cost you something to right the wrongs. The willingness to make amends will come, however, if you take the responsibility for your behavior. You may identify some things that you can do to restore the damage, but not until you've faced the person and made it known what your intentions are will you know what can be done. While an apology is fine as far as it goes, ask the person what you can do to right the wrong. Their idea may be much different than yours. You may find that they will just say forget it and forgive you. It may be that they won't even talk to you. Nevertheless, for you to make a concerted effort to find a remedy will be necessary. The level of relationship will drastically affect the level of amends necessary. An ex-wife will certainly be more complicated to resolve with than a casual business acquaintance. Measure carefully and proceed boldly, knowing you are in God's will. No harm will come to those who are attempting to do His will. That is the safest place in life to ever be, in the center of God's will. The principle is brotherly love. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. The process of preferring other people is an active expression. It is not something that just happens, but something that must be purposed in your heart and acted upon. The lifestyle of those that live in addictions and dysfunctions is for all intensive purposes self-centered. This step moves a person from focus on self to focus toward others. When we choose to conduct ourselves in a manner of brotherly love, much of the damage begins to be resolved. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. That is, love covers a multitude of errors. The complexity of many years of conflicts can be made to this unconditional love. Without it, the possibility of reestablishing communications is nearly non-existent. This caliber of charity comes from no other source than the Spirit of God. The three R's method will help you on this process. To approach this re-entry into a person's life, we require an ongoing effort, but this simple method will set the course for you to follow. The first R is to reconsider. Reconsider the person in the light of their value. See them as you believe God would see them. After all, He created them. Consider the positives that existed in your relationship before the damage began. Reconsider this relationship with the perception of how much change you have already observed in yourself, how much change you may have observed in the other person. Your personal growth will often put any relationship into a brand new vantage point. The second of the three R's is to reconnect. Actually working this step is a good beginning to a reconnection. Making a list of those you have harmed will bring them into a focus and establish willingness to try to resolve. Setting the time, place, and nature of your meeting in the form of a letter or a possible telephone call will begin the reconnection. The third of the three R's is to reconstruct. However, while it includes the reconnecting as well, this reconstruction is the essence of step number 9, which we'll cover next time. The summation of principle number 8 is this. If you don't bring resolve to your relationship problems, they will reoccur in one form or another. This will leave the door open for resentment and self-pity. This resentment is the number one thing that will take a person back into addiction. Clearing the wreckage of the past is inclusive of those you have had relationship challenges with. God will help you to approach those you need to resolve with if you will ask for His guidance from the beginning and you will remain willing.